being a targeted individual. Man, do we have a powerful testimony. Not just do we have a powerful testimony, but homeless, jobless, brokeless. What else is there? Crazy. Dead. I mean, how much more can they torture a person? I think with MK Ultra. I mean, not only is it mind control, but the psychological warfare aspect of it doesn't mentally wear me down. Nah. I don't feel like it mentally wears me down. I think that with this mind control type of technology, I mean, gang stalking altogether is a lot to put together. It's a lot to say, because it is meant to destroy someone's life, which that it's already done. It's meant to kill an individual. I mean, the game don't end. While the game don't end, that doesn't stop someone from trying to psychologically break you. But I also have to say that I'm a hard person to get along with. But I don't know if one day I'm going to be able to look back on these videos, but I know that I'm hurt by him, especially like I don't expect him to tell me no type of truth, because I already know the truth, because I know him better than a lot of people do. Will I be lonely without him? I think I'd keep myself busy. It wasn't meant to be for us. Not when all this comes into play. Not when the heart is the most deceitful, wicked thing. The mouth lies. I can't tell you what the heart does, but the heart plays tricks on the mouth, I think. All the smear campaigns, blacklisting, lies, rumors. The only thing I didn't want from being targeted is to go to prison. But guess what? I don't have a choice over my life. When I was put into this program, I never had a choice. I mean, I have a choice to walk up the street and down the street. I have a choice on what I eat. But as far as where my life lands, I don't have a choice. I can't dictate if I go to prison. I can't dictate if I end up dead. I know that I met a person that has always worked hard, I feel like, to be good to me. But then again, he could have just been putting on a show. A facade. But then again, that's probably why I never really, you know, let my guard down. Not saying that I'm any better, because I know that I'm not. I'm not better than the next person. But all this psychological warfare, it definitely plays an effect on me. I get tired of arguing. There's nothing to argue about. I feel like, I mean, he hates me. And he just gets a joy out of antagonizing me. He gets a joy out of arguing with me. Would I ever want to see him hurt? No. I don't know. While I take one day at a time, the finer things in life don't appease me. I could care less if I had a car. I mean, I could care less. As much as I say that I want a home, I don't know if it's something that I'll ever have. I know that I'm tired of, I don't want to say like just being somebody's clown. What choice do I have? I don't have one. Sometimes he scares me. He can play, I mean, the nice role. I don't want to say like he's going around hitting me, because that's not the case at all. But to get away from a person, all this, yes, I believe like this is extreme. But like somebody told me, like a lesson in love. Boy, do they have love mixed up. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not want what others have. But we also have to look at love on the world's side of love, not the Bible side of love. You know, it's funny. Like before all this, we didn't argue like that. I wouldn't doubt that this man's already married. I wouldn't doubt. I would put nothing past him. Nothing. And who is it that he's married to? God only knows. I know that my life is it is what it is. Nothing I can do about nothing that has happened. Why God chose me, because God overlooks wicked. Not only does God overlook the wicked, but he knows. For so many people to sit back and laugh and giggle, no, they could never understand how this has impacted mine or his life. As much as he says, like, he didn't know, I don't know what the full extent is. I know that I'm not trying to be his burden. Like, I want him and everybody else to be happy. Why I want them to be happy, I already see them being happy. But also, targeting is a sport to be played with another individual's life. It's very addictive. It's a game that never ends. It's done for revenge, silencing, to keep someone quiet, political education, re-education, I should say. It's done for a number of reasons. Torture. I think I've had enough about being tortured. I don't want nobody else to see things my way. I don't want anybody else to look at me and say, ooh, I would never want nobody to pity for me. Not at all. Not at all. In the Bible, it talks about how we can't be friends with the world. I'm not friends with the world. I wasn't friends with the world, I would say, before this happened. And wild tomorrow was never promised to nobody. I don't live by the world standards and lie. Maybe the person that I thought that I knew, I didn't know at all. Maybe the person that I lived with for a number of years, like he said, I was just his opportunity. Could he have been faking for 14 years? You never know. I would not put it past him. I wouldn't put nothing past nobody. He made a comment to me like, I would never trust nobody else again. I didn't trust nobody, period. I don't feel like Jimmy's ever loved me, been in love with me. I felt like he tried to buy me love. I felt like he wanted love. But I've never felt like I could be the one that could give him that love. I've always felt like it wasn't me. While God does place things or people together, God places people together for different reasons. My lesson out of this, politically speaking, political corruption, they're just crooks in suits. My lesson out of this, the law just seems to be a piece of paper. My lesson out of this, I was chosen for whatever reason. Maybe to pass this testimony on to others. Maybe to suck through a straw and have somebody to take care of me. Before I would have started going through this, I would have never thought that, you know, the technology was even possible. I would have never dreamed of this in 1,000 years, like organized murder, organized stalking, organized harassment. As much as I feel like I tried to hold it up at the beginning, I didn't realize how much of the world was against me. I didn't realize how much of a joke I was to people. Not that I cared, because I could care less what other people think. Once again, that's living by the world standards. While that's living by the world standards, a lot of people are still addicted to living by the world's standards. All they care about is materialistic things. They laugh at other people suffer. It feeds their spirit to be angry. In all the years that I've been living, I've never felt so peaceful since this all started to happen. I can't say that I was giving up on my children, but it's like me against the world. And while it's me against the world, with an organization behind it, setups, bogus investigations, electronic harassment, bogus doctor diagnosis. All while living next to somebody that lives a hidden lifestyle. I can't even say it's a hidden lifestyle, because what I don't know is none of my business. While it's none of my business, I guess I'm just given a place to stay, and I better be grateful for that. But you know, I wouldn't even mind staying at no homeless shelter and picking it up from there. And it's not something that I'm trying to pick up like legally. I'm not concerned about no money. Money can't buy happiness. To some people it can. To me, it cannot. I miss all those precious moments. I guess I better enjoy life while I still have it. But still, with this lifestyle, I thought that maybe, you know, just walking away from everybody, that would make their life go better. They could take my Social Security. As much as I don't want to go to prison, they could put me in prison. Do I have a choice? When my life's not in my own hands, I still yet feel trapped. Would I commit suicide and give up? Absolutely not. I don't want to spend no more time arguing, though. There's nothing to argue about. When someone will say, like, a clean slate. I'm already their clown. They already sit back and laugh at me and know more about whatever's going on than I do. That's something that they keep to themselves. I don't fear the technology. I don't fear not waking up. If I was home with my father, I wouldn't have no more worries. Where do we go from here, though? I don't stand on the side with the rest of the world. I stand on the side as not it. I don't know if I've been necessarily virtually raped. I don't know if I will even go to jail for rape. You know what? When I was put into this program, not only was nothing said to me, but it's a dangerous game that I've never played. I would never want to play. I can vaguely remember walking around asking him, how do I make his dream come true? Telling him, I will not commit suicide. Suicide is not an option for me. Suicide has never been an option for me. I already know. I mean, it's not like I already know. I'm not trying to rush through this program. I hate that I was even selected for the program. Let the government tell it. It doesn't even exist. Not only does it not exist, but the occult, not real. Any spiritual, Luciferian, Satanism, none of that would be real. You know, I just don't want to be somebody else's burden. And that's exactly what I feel like. I feel like I'm just a burden to the family. I feel like their lives would be better without me. It's all about money. Of course, money's the root to all evil. But while money's the root to all evil, I really hope one day that I could help somebody else out and share with them my experience and help them through this. But with that being said, tomorrow's definitely never promised. I don't know how many days, years, minutes, seconds I have left on this earth, but when I was told that I had two people against me, a guy and a girl, that should have been extended to the whole world. Why it should be extended to the whole world? Because nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about this program besides, you know, targeted individuals. I guess we can do further research into Luciferianism and the occult and, you know, all the supernatural beliefs. But for what? I can definitely research into it, but I mean, out of people's mouths, they're going to say that it doesn't exist. Why, though? Why does it have to be kept hidden? Why does it have to be secret? Is that just a part of the Illuminati? Is that a part of Freemasonry? I'm not knocking their religion by any means necessary. But I think that they have to sell their soul to get down with it. I'm not sure if they do or not. I mean, even with religion, religion's even hard to not say exist, because I believe in God. God created the world. I just need to dig deeper down into it. And also not finding, not myself, but work on some things that I can change. Because I know that I am difficult. But even knowing that I'm difficult, I think that I feel hurt by him the most. Not because I didn't see him doing it, or, you know, being a part of the program, because everybody's a part of the game. Maybe I'm hurt just because not that I didn't heed warning, but that it's hard for me to let go.